Good morning and welcome to the school run, which isn't really a school run because my child is sick. My child has been up in the night with a temperature and a cough, and Omani Tot, the poor little thing, is not fit for school. Her temperature is just over 100, and she has a cough, and she's had about 4 hours of being awake during the night. I got sleep because all of this drama happened in the other bedroom, and my wife was the one who had to deal with everything, so I got away comparatively scot-free. And I'm on the road now, just going around the Dunkettle roundabout on my way, heading across to pick up my good friend Kerry Stiers from Kinsale roundabout. So, what to say? It's the very first time that the school run hasn't happened because of illness. So, and I'm sure it won't be the last one. But it just reminds me how comparatively healthy our little girl really is. Sorry, I'm having trouble with the windscreen wipers, which the controls of which I can't figure out. Our child has not really been a sick child at all, unlike my very first child, who was sick every day practically until he was about 4 and a half. He had incredibly bad asthma, and that's another story. But Grace has been comparatively well, really, and I can't think of when she last lost a day through illness. So I'm in the car by myself. I haven't even brought the dog. I have to drive over to Kinsale roundabout and pick up Kerry and drive back again. I'm now in the tunnel, in case you're wondering about the ambient sound. But all of this drama of not going to school this morning happens in the context of the hurricane. Cork has been preparing itself for a hurricane over the weekend, and last night was the hurricane. I even saw the word typhoon mentioned in the Twitter stream. So, but really what it's been is a load of heavy rain and some wind, and unless I'm unaware of something, it hasn't been terribly severe at all. Something that those of you who are used to real hurricanes, real typhoons, really bad weather, would probably shrug off with a laugh. This isn't the school run is hardly the place to have a rant, but I have to just record one thing about it, which is that I'm very worried about Cork City and the lack of, as far as I know, any serious repair work on our flood defences. The city of Cork sits close to the sea, and that's one problem. From one side comes the possibility of a very high tide in from the sea, pouring water into the city. Well, that we just about escaped that, but we just get by the skin of our teeth from the seaside. The other side is that so much water falls on the land, it builds up the river, it fills up the dam, and the dam then has to have water released from it. This is what happened last year, and the city then had to deal with a huge onslaught of water rushing down the River Lee, which spilled over into a very low-lying city centre. So anyway, that's the background to this school run today. So I was brought up on thermometers, so I have great faith in thermometers. So those of you who know about thermometers might know that a temperature of 100 isn't scary. They only really get scary when they get about 102 upwards. But on the other hand, and that's something like 30. God, I'm hopeless on whether it's 38, 39. Anyway, that's just about thermometer talk. So that's it. Me, school run isn't being done today. I guess it means that I've got to phone the school and tell them why she isn't in, and I've got to phone the after school club as well and explain why she won't be there, and there might even be a note to be written to the school to excuse her absence today. all of this world is just being tasted. And thank goodness it isn't a more severe form of illness or sickness. You know, this is pales into insignificance alongside what some people have to deal with. So there we are. It's rained all the way, and I'm nearly at Kinsale roundabout. There is a lightening in the sky. It is brightening up a little bit from the south. Okay, Paul O'Mahony saying cheerio for now. Bye-bye.